I've been waiting for May. May was the month that saw Azeem Ward's flute recital gain worldwide attention. And joining us to give you guys our next question is the man himself. Take it away, Azeem.
Hi, James. This May, my senior flute recital gained the attention of over 100,000 people on Facebook. But I want to know is, what was my favorite part of the week leading up to the recital?
So what was Azeem's favorite moment leading up to the recital where he gained worldwide fame? And I'm surprised people in the studio aren't shocked that I managed to get Azeem on my show.
Oh my god, Azeem?
Yeah, I told them.
You told us in Mooch, mate.
I was so excited. But yes, we have Azeem Ward on the Twist and Shout Hour. Absolutely unbelievable.
Just welcome, Azeem.
Yeah. There's a chance he's listening. There's a chance he's listening as well.
I didn't follow it. Like, I didn't follow it at all.
For our first question of May, Azeem, the top bloke that he is, asked us, well, asked you, what his favourite part of the his flute recital was, before that anyway. So what was his favourite part of the flute recital? Does anyone know?
Well, I went for a bit of a joke answer to start with and said that hashtag cheeky Nando's that he had. Because, as we know, Americans have been getting very confused with the concept of such culinary delights. But then I thought, no, maybe it would be meeting his super fan who had travelled all the way from Durham to go to his flute recital. So I went for that.
Did anyone get anything different? Luke and Jack, what did you think?
A flautist finally got laid.
Oh, all right.
That's a bit mean.
He's probably listening.
Please don't be listening.
Don't talk about the world's most famous flautist like that. But he actually is. We just got the most famous flautist in the world on our show.
I'd actually argue Sir James Galway is the most famous flautist. He did the score for Lord of the Rings, mate.
Okay. There are seven people in this room. You know him. Everyone knows Azeem.
I'm getting sauced here.
Azeem, if you're listening, could you back us up on James's claim that that fella's the most famous flautist in the world? Or alternatively, just claim that it's you. If
also,
you think it's
tweet
you.
Hashtag Billich out. We need one for... If Azeem tweets in, then it's like worth like a point.
Okay, well, Joe James. And Hannah, do you get it? Do you know what it was?
Similarly, we said Stuart Swift all the way from Durham. So it's a lovely town to make it all the way there. Always said maybe getting lots of money for charity.
Oh, he was
a very
just
friendly man.
I still think Stuart Swift was just trying to escape from Durham, personally.
Well, let's find out. Let's find out from the man himself. Azeem, what was your favourite part leading up to your flute recital?
All right, James, my favourite part leading up to the recital was definitely being on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. That was a surreal experience, and I never saw it coming. So when it did happen, I was practically in shock. So I was very fortunate for it to happen. And that was definitely my favorite part leading up to the recital.
Thanks a lot, Azeem. That was Azeem Ward on the Twist. From Jimmy Kimmel to the Twist and Shout Hour within a month.
He's going up in the world.
Exactly, exactly that. So no one got points, though. No one knows Azeem as well as I do. I mean, even called me James, said thanks, man, and like cheers, and like mate, and all of those words to describe me, his mate, his friend. I'm famous now. I know famous people.